Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matthew from Monroe is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning, I am.
And is this the Matthew that's friends with Shelby, who we met yesterday at the Great Strides Walk in Seattle?
Yep. I was sitting here listening to radio, and all of a sudden I'm getting a big plug at 7:15. And I'm like, wow, how cool.
Yeah, he called you out.
He did. He does all the time.
Now, Matthew, out of curiosity, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 on Friday for the cheat sheet?
No, Friday's our day off, so I don't do radio on my day off.
I don't blame you. Just decompress and relax.
It is a level playing field, Steve, but you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How many feet are in a yard?
Feet in a yard, 36.
No.
Feet in a yard, 3 feet.
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Gem State?
Gem State, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho.
Yes, Idaho. In the movie Aladdin, what type of animal is Raja?
Raja, the camel, a bat, a pig.
No. What TV game show created by Merv Griffin debuted in 1975?
Oh, Merv Griffin. Pass.
What
Price is Right.
What's that?
Price is Right.
No.
Okay.
What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on 1 foot?
Pirouette.
Yes. The original Legoland opened in 1968 in which Nordic country?
Nordic country? Sweden, Switzerland, Norway.
No. In what late 60s year did seatbelts become mandatory equipment on U.S. cars?
67, 68, 69.
68, yes. What comet can be seen from Earth about every 75 years?
Haley Bob.
Correct. What famous rapper's real name is Calvin Brodus?
Calvin Brodus, MC Hammer.
No, but you got 5 correct,
Wheel
Matthew.
Fortune.
What's that?
Wheel of Fortune. Wheel
it
of
was
Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Dang it.
I was having a brain stutter.
You know what? It's Monday. We have to forgive ourselves.
Hey, Matthew, also, Shelby said that he's always sitting there giving you the answers. Is he there with you today?
No. Shelby does not play. He told you guys he never plays because Shelby's not even up yet.
Well, pressure's on, because if I do well, that means Shelby could give you a hard time at work, and if not, the roles are reversed.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many feet are in a yard?
36.
No.
Oh, 3.
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Gem State?
Which U.S. state? I'm going to go with Washington
No.
State. Oregon.
No.
California.
No. In the movie Aladdin, what type of animal is Raja?
Is it a monkey?
No.
Is it a lion?
No.
Is it a giraffe?
No. What TV game show created by Merv Griffin debuted in 1975?
Price is Right.
No.
Jeopardy.
No.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on 1 foot?
Thank you, Tatum. Ballet is tomorrow, but it is pirouette.
It is. The original Legoland opened in 1968 in which Nordic country?
I believe that was Denmark.
It was. In what late 60s year did seatbelts become mandatory equipment on U.S. cars?
1969.
No, but that's nice.
1968?
Yes. What comet can be seen from Earth about every 75 years?
Oh, that Shinedown song. Haley's Comet.
Yes. What famous rapper's real name is Calvin Brodus?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. The Minutemen fought during what war?
The War of 1812.
No.
The Civil War.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-5.
Good game.
Sorry, Matthew.
Steve, we're officially 3-2-2 now.
Oh, man.
3-2-2.
But the worst part is you have to go to work and now have to deal with Shelby.
Oh,
he's
going
to be making fun of you.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Our friend Shelby knew that Idaho is the gem state. Neither of you knew that Raja is a tiger in the movie Aladdin.
Maybe I should watch that movie.
And the Minutemen fought during the American Revolution.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
It's from when you said the Minutemen, I was like, oh, the punk band. That's awesome. This has nothing to do with the punk band whatsoever.
We've got this new shirt, by the way, in the Rock Shop. It says, I beat Migs on it. You can wear it whether or not you actually beat him, and you can buy yours at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
On Friday night, I got to attend my very first ever indie wrestling show.
And it was for a great reason.
It was. It was Defy Wrestling, and it was all for our friend Kevin Deers. So how was the experience for me that would lead to Danny saying this?
I think Steve has a new kink unlocked.
We will recap the night after Nirvana. This past Friday night, I got to attend my very first ever indie wrestling show, Steve.
I was so happy you guys showed up.
Defy Wrestling was at Washington Hall, and it was all for our buddy Kevin Deers.
Yes.
And the tributes were so incredible that night. The spirit of Kevin was very much in that room, and you guys really made it something to remember.
Well, because Kevin was not only a huge fan of metal music, did Metal Shop, a huge supporter of the local music scene with Loud and Local, but also his other passion was professional wrestling, indie wrestling, and he was with Defy Wrestling since day one, doing social media for them, also ring announcing when I wasn't able to do it, and then also he would do some great interviews with some of the artists, and they showed some of those highlights up on the video screen, which I thought was... That kind of broke me for a second because I was in the ring.
Yes.
They asked me to speak on behalf of everybody and just kind of like, you know, welcome everybody and explain why we love Kevin so much. And then they went to a video montage of Kevin. And I was just like, man, I don't want to be in the ring right now. Man, I'm struggling.
You did an amazing job. I was already pretty teary when you started. But when I heard Kevin's voice in those interviews, that definitely broke me down too. But you did such a great job, Steve.
When I went out there, I was like, man, I was looking out. I saw like Ryan the Beard. And I saw other people that were friends with Kevin who never were... not wrestling fans, but they came because Kevin used to always invite them.
Mm-hmm.
They never were able to make it, and so finally they're here, and I'm like, hey, let's tonight show why Kevin loved wrestling and why he loved coming to Defy, and I think that the fans and the wrestlers, everybody showed that. We were all wearing armbands, or a lot of us were wearing armbands, all of us that were close to Kevin, that had KVNDRS, which was kind of like one of his like Instagram handles, so we were all rocking that in support of him as well.
Well, while we were there, Danny and I decided to do a little bit of live commentary, just a couple noobs, during your match, Migs.
I feel like you guys should get hired to be like the alternate audio for those that don't want to listen to like the actual announcers and just want to hear two people who have no idea what's happening, trying to make sense of this ridiculous world of independent wrestling.
So we're here at Defy. Taryn, what just happened?
He just ripped off Kevin's wristband off of Steve's arm, and it is not going well for this guy. He's going to get his ass kicked.
So we all had those armbands, and one of my buddies, Ricky's, he's part of the Midnight Heat, Ricky Gibson, he's like, crazy idea. Do you think this would upset Kevin's friends or anything like that if I ripped the armband off of your arm? And then, of course, everybody gets mad at me because he's a bad guy. I'm like, I can't speak on behalf of Kevin because, you know, sadly he's not with us, but I feel very confident thinking that Kevin would have loved that to be part of the match. And then it worked out just great.
It did.
This is all for Kevin, and Steve is in the ring with like 15 other people.
It is the hottest, sweatiest mess. There are girls, there are guys. There is a lot of skin, Danny.
And everybody in that match was like people who were connected to Kevin and loved Kevin. So it was a big tribute to him. It was like a multi-person. I think there was 10 of us, even though I think you guys thought there were like 50.
It was fantastic. Okay.
Taryn, Steve's getting beat up by a girl right now.
He's used to it. This happens at home every day.
By Tatum or Sid?
Both, obviously.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Oh, my God. She just slapped him in the throat.
She bitch slapped him, and she's wearing, like, a red... I'm going to just call it a bikini, Danny. I don't know what else you call it.
I think Steve has a new kink unlocked.
You know what? I got to say, though, this is my first wrestling match I've ever been to, and I... I'm kind of into it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Danny's like, no, we lost her to wrestling.
Not another one.
She's watching women beat up Steve.
It was so great.
She's so in for this.
You know who else is into it? My husband. He's been taking pictures the whole night.
You know what's crazy is Steve gets beat up a lot.
I do.
At home, at work, yep. In the ring. It's a hard time for this guy.
No lies detected right there. None at all. It was a rough night, but I came out victorious.
Yes.
Taryn. What just happened?
Did he win? Is that what happened?
I think he won.
I think he was the winner. There were, at one point, I believe, six people wrestling in the ring, and I believe he was the last man standing.
Six? I think there was 24 at one point.
It was a lot of sweaty people.
I mean, it was 10, but who's counting?
That's why I wasn't sure if you won or not, because I'm like, is somebody else coming out of the doors now?
It was like a Royal Rumble style, so like after every couple of minutes, a new person would come out.
Maybe, is it not over?
I don't know what's happening.
But I thought it looked like Steve won, and now we're chanting Kevin Deers.
Kevin Deers! Kevin Deers!
And that chant went on throughout the entire night.
It did.
Props to the people at Washington Hall and also Defy. They set up a chair on the stage level, which is like the kind of VIP section for seats. And they had like an empty seat with Kevin's picture and some and flowers.
Yep.
And they kept shining the spotlight on that as well. Which
it was really,
really
cool.
Very cool. And the tributes continue this Friday. We go from the world of wrestling to the world of heavy metal.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a very heavy night that's going to be happening at El Corazon.
Yep, I got my tickets, and we have information up at KISW.com if people want to know who's playing and how you get your tickets. It's up on our events page, and we hope you can make it out, celebrate the life of our fallen brother, Kevin Deers.
And your husband, I saw that he posted that was the first time he's ever even like... whether it be TV, whether it be in person, he's never watched a lick of wrestling, and he was hooked.
He was totally hooked, and he was like, man, Steve's really ripped.
Did a couple push-ups before I went out there. I was like, I had to make sure I was in the ring with guys like Shaft, who are just massive, and Randy Myers as well, as you guys called him the Joker.
You can tell you hit the gym, Steve.
For at least 1 second.
The Daily Mix Show.
There was a great post on social media about the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens eruption yesterday, which led to some pretty amazing comments about it. So we're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Mount St. Helens erupted on May 18th, 1980, 45 years ago yesterday, after a 5.1 magnitude earthquake triggered the largest landslide in recorded history, and this is King 5 reporting on it.
The visuals from 1980 tell the story of destruction.
A report of a massive mudslide.
57 lives lost and an entire ecosystem wiped out. When Mount St. Helens erupted, hot ash filled the sky and dumped on surrounding communities. A once dense forest was flattened. Nearly all plant and animal life ended. The eruption turned what was once flat landscape to these hills made up of volcanic debris called hummocks that still stand today.
Yeah, I saw even some stuff about like Spirit Lake was a place that was just like, that was the spot. And again, like, in the winter, it would even freeze over and people would like be able to skate on it. And then it just, when everything went down, that whole area just changed drastically.
There have been so many stories on the anniversary and many posts asking people about where they were when this eruption happened. So many had great things to share about this and just, you know, incredible memories from it. So let's go straight to the comments.
And we figured, who better to read these comments than a man who was very popular in the 80s, a man who also did a movie about a volcano, the star of Joe versus the Volcano, Tom Hanks.
Perfect.
I feel like that actually made sense for a change. Yeah. It wasn't a stretch. Well, maybe a little bit. All right, here's Tom Hanks, or robot Tom Hanks, talking about Mount St. Helens eruption.
Yes, we were at a kegger 40 miles away. It got dark. It erupted a short time later as well.
Could you imagine being at a party when that happened?
Hopefully you weren't on anything other than alcohol.
Like mushrooms or something like that? That'd be the most insane experience of your life.
Oh, God.
My uncle lived in Yakima, and the ash downpour lasted for a few days. It was black as night.
You were saying that there were some people that were like out of Washington State that were also getting...
Oh, yeah. All the way... like Montana had a bunch of ash. They even recorded ash in, I think it was Oklahoma and Minnesota.
Oklahoma, Minnesota?
Yeah, it's not like a significant amount, but they did have ash from St. Helens arrive in those states.
Poor Harry Truman, he didn't want to leave.
Oh, boy. Mm. Do you know the Harry Truman story? Danny's shaking his head no. At first, I was like, who the hell is Harry Truman? I had to do a little bit of research because they talked about him a little bit in some of those documentaries I was watching. So Harry Truman was an 83-year-old owner of a lodge on Spirit Lake. The lake that we're talking about that got destroyed by the volcano. And he became a folk hero back in 1980 because he said he refused to evacuate despite warnings of an eruption. And he stayed behind. And he said, oh, no, the mountains aren't going to hurt me. Well, sadly, they did. He ended up being killed when the eruption happened. And it buried his lodge under hundreds of feet of debris as well. Mm. But he kind of became like the name that people would bring up forever and ever after all this happened.
For sure.
Poor Harry.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I have ash from that in a tube.
Again, you like just like your husband.
Yeah, he says he has like 3 mason jars of ash.
Can he find them?
I hope so. I would love to see them.
I really would love to see it too.
Oh, for sure.
I just graduated from high school. Thanks a lot. Now I feel super old.
You see them interviewing a lot of these people, and it's always like a lot of them are pushing like 70 something years old now, because then to remember it, like you're in your 20s or whatever, maybe even your teen years, and now 45 years later.
Crazy.
My grandparents lived not very far from Mount St. Helens. The ash was everywhere. When Harry Truman decided to stay, we all prayed that it would be over quickly for him. It was.
Okay. Heartfelt tribute to poor Harry Truman.
Right?
You see those stories sometimes where people are like in the middle of like a hurricane, or I think it was just recently, like last year, there was a guy with the fires.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not leaving my house. I'm going to put it out with a hose. And like, thankfully, he was okay, I think, after all of it. But like, sometimes you hear these stories of people refusing to leave when there's a catastrophe going on. You're like, man, what were you thinking?
It's not going to end well in most cases.
I was supposed to meet up with a girl that I was making love to. After that, she dumped because, as she said, life is too short to be with a loser like you. She wasn't wrong. Looking back, I was a loser.
Oh.
So maybe the volcano was like that rock bottom moment for this guy. touching tribute.
The Daily Migs Show.
Pearl Jam had quite an incredible moment yesterday at a concert, and it was all in honor of Chris Cornell. We're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers. We know for many of you, you're just waking up and getting started on the morning, and we'd like to give you a hand in sorting through what is going on with the world of pop culture. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Pearl Jam had a very powerful moment yesterday at a concert honoring Chris Cornell, and you're going to hear what they did in just a couple minutes. But first, former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with prostate cancer after he had been having some urinary symptoms, which led to him going through a medical examination. They found a nodule, and then more information revealed that the cancer has metastasized to the bone, and it's a very aggressive form, but they say it's hormone sensitive, so they are now evaluating. There's some maybe hormone treatment options for them.
Okay.
So they're evaluating all those different options with the medical team right now. So sending all the healing vibes his way.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about how yesterday is the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens erupting, but also it's the sad anniversary of Chris Cornell's passing because he passed away on, was it May 18th, was it 2017?
Yes.
If my memory serves me correct. And last night, Pearl Jam were in Pittsburgh, and they did something really freaking cool for everybody involved. I imagine it was also just cool for the band themselves. They had a special moment where they decided to perform the Temple of the Dog classic, Hunger Strike, which features Eddie Vedder, other members of Pearl Jam as well. Pretty much all Pearl Jam are in it, and also Chris Cornell. So here's a little clip of them in Pittsburgh last night doing Hunger Strike in honor of Cornell. And the entire time they're playing, they were kind of zooming in on Matt Cameron's T-shirt, and he had his Chris Cornell tribute T-shirt on, which is kind of like almost like a sketch drawing of Chris, like a silhouette type of a thing. And you could tell that the entire crowd was feeling it. Great stuff.
So cool to hear the whole crowd singing along.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can kind of hear them a little bit when they bust into this part. Kind of doing the Cornell screech right there. Yeah.
How cool.
Pretty cool.
Former Danity Kane singer Don Richard testified again today in the Sean Diddy Combs trial, and she was saying that she saw Diddy attack Cassie Ventura with a skillet that was filled with eggs. She's also suing Combs, saying that he assaulted her and threatened her. He's facing 5 criminal charges, including sex trafficking, and he's denying all the allegations.
Have you been keeping tabs much on the Diddy stuff? I just know he's an awful person, and I haven't really been paying much attention to the actual trial itself.
I paid a little bit of attention last week when Cassie was up there, and then just this morning kind of catching up on what Don Richard has been saying, but it's pretty bananas out there.
Yeah, when I said a part about the skillet full, I'm like, what in the hell is going on with this freaking guy? He just sounds like a monster.
Totally.
Big happy birthday to Pete Townsend of The Who. He's 80 years old, and what better way to celebrate your birthday than by firing your drummer once again? And that's exactly what they did. What is happening? It's
the weirdest.
A couple of weeks ago, we get word that Zach Starkey's been kicked out of the band. He put up a big statement about how he didn't want to leave the band and all this stuff's going on. They're going to replace him. Then a couple days later, they're like, oh, it's a miscommunication. He's still in the band and everything was all good. And they're getting ready for this big tour, their farewell tour, which will be coming to Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th. And actually, listen, this morning at 9:20, you'll have a chance to win tickets during Hook or Shook. But then just yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, we caught wind that Ringo Starr's son, Zach Starkey, once again booted from the band, and they're going to replace him with Scott DeVore, who'll be, I think he toured with like either Pete Townsend or Roger Daltrey. Just, I mean, you know, honestly, if I'm Zach Starkey, I'm like, you know what? Go have fun. I'm out.
Peace.
Right.
Also from the world of drummers, Josh Freese is no longer with the Foo Fighters. He announced that he was unexpectedly let go, completely blindsided by the decision, doesn't really have any reason from the band, but everybody has been pretty shocked to learn that information.
More came out because Josh is pregnant with Dave's kid. And very, it's amazing on so many levels. Yeah, I was surprised. Dude, that was a head scratcher because, I mean, he's arguably one of the best drummers in rock.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he can kind of work with any type of flavor, any kind of style. He's played with so many different bands. And he even said in his thing, he's like, I've never been fired from a band before. This is the first for me.
In 40 years of drumming, he's never been fired.
Something that Taylor Hawkins' son might be, because he's older now.
Oh, yeah.
He's a drummer. So I don't know if that's true or not. That would make some sense, but you would think that they would tell him that. Like, yeah. Hey, look, this is what's going on. We want to take Taylor's kid on the road with us. We want to have that kind of a moment. And I think that he would probably understand.
I think he would completely understand, but just with no information. I feel bad for the guy. That's just awful.
Oh, I don't feel all that bad. He's a really good drummer still. He's going to have no problem finding other bands. He plays with a perfect circle. He plays with pretty much every rock band when they need a drummer.
He will land on his feet.
I don't think he has any trouble paying his bills, but it is still weird. It makes no sense. It's like, that just came out of left field, and they're just about ready to go back on the road again.
Yeah, they just announced their very first tour since their Seattle show in 2024. So Foo Fighters are back, baby, with no drummer.
Oh, and this just in, the new Originals have fired me as their drummer. God. They're just going to stick with Ryan Castle and only Ryan Castle from here on out.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix
Show. How would you like to beat Steve? His record is 160 wins, 57 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.